Wow, it's a full room. That's fantastic. Can I start? Thank you very much for joining. I got really scared because there was talk about satellites and there was talk about robots, and now I'm here to talk about software updates. I was scared that nobody will show up. Thank you very much for coming. My name is Leon Novi. I live in a beautiful city. This is the city where I live in, Plovdiv, Bulgaria. I work remotely, and I contribute to open source projects, especially to embedded Linux. I have experience with several systems for update technologies, and in this talk I'll do comparison of some of them, not all of them, some of them. So this is the agenda. We're going to talk about embedded Linux updates in general. We're going to focus on three solutions that are quite popular, really good solutions, and finally we'll wrap it up with some conclusions. Oh, sorry. Here? Sorry. Like that?
Try to clip it to the other side.
Okay, better?
Yeah, better.
Okay. All right. So, let's talk about common embedded Linux update strategies. The first strategy, which is the focus of this talk, is about A/B updates. We're going to discuss this in more details, but basically what we have is two identical partitions, A partition, B partition, and we're switching between them on updates. The second update strategy is delta updates. The best description, in my opinion, is like Git for file systems. It's more complicated. It has some advantages, some disadvantages. There are container updates, and what is most commonly going on is that we have a mix of all these options in real-world scenarios. So let's start with A/B updates, a very quick overview. So we have the two identical partitions, the A and B partitions. We also need a data partition where we have the persistent information that remains on the device after the update. We need a client application that is running on the embedded device, so this client application will perform the actual update. And in order to switch between the partitions, we obviously need the bootloader to do the switch, which also means that we need to restart the system after applying the update. For every update system, it's very important to have a fallback. If things go not as planned, you still need to be able to boot the device. So the delta updates, something really cool, because they do comparison of the file system and deploy as an update just the diff. Of course, this has a lot of advantages. There are some disadvantages as well, because sometimes you don't have a B partition in this scenario, and you might run up in trouble if the update doesn't go as planned. Let's do a side-by-side comparison. So A/B updates, obviously, it takes a lot of storage because you have two identical partitions. It's basically twice the storage for the root FS. The update size is also, in general, larger. However, you have very good backups. For the delta updates, it's pretty much the opposite. It's a small storage because it's a one root FS. The update is smaller, which means that you are consuming less bandwidth, and you still have rollback to previous states. However, the disadvantage is that you cannot do proper full backup. There are a lot of open source solutions out there for doing software updates. Some of them are A/B updates, some of them are delta updates, and many of them are actually providing both options. So these three are in bold just because in the next slides I'm going to talk a little bit more about them, and I have more experience with these three. Through the years I have also contributed to Actualizer, which used to be a system based on LibOS 3. It was made by a German startup company, which after that made a successful exit, but nowadays the service is shut down. So in order to do this talk, last summer I did a couple of integrations of Mender RAUK and SW update on Raspberry Pi 5, and I also did integration of RAUK and Mender on this board. This is an open source hardware board with IMX8M Plus system and module. It's designed by Onimex. It's a company in Bulgaria where I live, in Plovdiv, so we're neighbors and good friends. So this is an open source hardware device. So the experience that I'm sharing here is based on the practical work that I've done for this board. First, let's start with Mender. How many of you are using Mender? Okay, quite a lot of people. It's available as free and open source solution or paid commercial enterprise plan. The free solution is for AB updates. They also, however, have a cloud service which you can use. You can also use it in standalone mode. It's up to you. It's written in several programming languages. The Mender client was recently rewritten from Go to C++. With the goal to be able to run it on more constrained devices with real-time operating system. However, this talk, as you understand, is about embedded Linux, so I'm focusing on embedded Linux. So Mender supports the Yocto project, but also Debian-based distributions. I have to say that on a daily basis, I'm working with the Yocto project and Open Embedded, so the majority of the examples here are about the Yocto project and Open Embedded, but you can use these systems with different build systems or distributions like Debian as well. Mender supports quite a lot of devices. These are the devices that are supported with the Yocto project and Open Embedded. Raspberry Pi, Rockchip, BeagleBone, everything that's popular is already supported. And in terms of the Yocto project, Mender supports ScarfGAF, which is a long-term release, and it's going to be supported until 2028. So if you are starting a project right now, this is a very good choice to use the Yocto project with the long-term support release. And if you have some of these devices, you can quickly try out Mender on them. This is how Mender works, but in general, this is valid for other systems that use AB updates in general. You apply the update, and after that, you have to reboot the system. However, for Mender, what is specific that you have to inspect that the system boots fine and to do a commit to make sure that the update is finalized and everything is okay. So Mender works in two client modes. You can use it in a standalone client mode or the mode where you can use the cloud infrastructure with Mender for management of fleets of devices. So this is an example of how to do the integration with the Yocto project and Open Embedded. It's here just for reference. There are some specific variables that you have to set. We don't have enough time, so I'll just skip and fast forward. But if you're interested in this type of things, please talk to me after the talk. So Mender has the data partition. This is the partition where the persistent information should be stored. So across AB updates, you are updating the rootfs. On the next update, you have a new rootfs. So whatever your applications need must be stored in this data partition. And also the Mender client uses the data partition to store its own configurations. The advantage of Mender is that it has several add-ons, so it's not just for software over the air updates, but you have several add-ons for additional features that you can do with your embedded device. Mender also supports Delta updates. However, this is part of the commercial plan for Mender. It's a closed proprietary solution, and we're at